See, Mrs. Warnsing wanted that as a wedding present from her dad. And her dad built it for her.
Wow.
But what she didn't know at the time was that was her inheritance that he was spending. And that's why.
Oh, so she would have got.
She would have got a lot of money or whatever, but instead she had that house built. And.
Well, I'd take that deal, I guess. Then I don't have to build the house.
Yeah, I think that'd be a pretty good deal, really, because you have a house.
Not if you had 4,000 acres you was going to get.
That's true.
Not a 4,000 acres.
Well, I thought it was the house or the money, but I mean, not the farm.
And Mrs. Warnsing, she died. She lived in a room up at in Waldo Adams' house there, as you were. Yvonne Huffman?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so I'm going to start out. I want you guys, I know your names, but I want you to introduce yourselves for the folks listening. So I think we'll just go one by one. Tell me your name and when you were born.
James A. Kincaid.
And when were you born?
10/7/31.
Okay. And your name and when you were born.
Do you want Tisdale? Martha Ann Kincaid Tisdale. And I was born April 2nd, 1940.
I know I have so many names now, I'd have to go through and. All right.
Okay, Victor Roy Kincaid. I was born in Greenview, December 29th, 1942.
Okay. Lawrence Robert Kincaid, born in Greenview, December 7, 1947.
Is there a story behind your name? Is there a story behind your name?
Well, I was named after my two grandpas,
James and Andy.
James Johnson.
And Andrew Kincaid.
Andrew Kincaid.
Mm-hmm. Martha, were you named after anyone?
Yeah.
Two old maid aunts that I was named after.
Oh.
Which. Oh.
What? Oh, were they? Did they have special friends?
Did they what?
Do they have special friends? You said they were old maids.
I don't.
No, nothing like that.
Yeah, I did.
Aunt Martha Kincaid lives there by the high school where Ada. Anyway, the gal that.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, in later years, I found out the old maid aunt had a daughter, but she'd never been married. Now, I didn't know that all the years.
The aunt was Aunt Chenoweth, who lived right across the street there, where Oscar Kinwell used to live. Where?
Did you know that?
Evelyn was in Spain. Evelyn.
Where, yeah.
Yeah,
where they ended up living.
Where'd your name come from?
Victor, I don't know. Roy. Grandpa's brother was Roy Lynn Kincaid. and mother, but Dad's brother was Roy Lynn too, and they, Dad really wanted to name me Roy Lynn, but he thought that if Uncle Roy had any children, that he might want to name him Roy Lynn, so he decided, and where he got Victor at, I don't know, but they called me Victor Roy.
Victor here was, Grandma had, Aunt Charcy's had Victor in their family.
Okay, so.
Was he the one that won? Was he the one that wanted to marry Mom? Victor. He gave her the diamond ring and.
Oh, maybe that's how you got the name.
What's that?
She asked if Victor was the one that wanted to marry your mom.
She has a diamond ring that one of those, the lace, they look like lace, and then they have the little diamond on top. And this cousin gave that to Mom, and she... I thought she said that's who Victor was named after, but I'm not positive. Like he was from, Chicago, around Chicago area, and they went to the, when they had the World's Fair in Chicago.
He was part of them. He was some of the Chicago area, but you know, his folks lived in Iowa.
Victor, was that a cousin? You said that was a cousin?
They were cousins, which is no big deal, I guess.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they used to want to carry on a certain...
Look.
Thing in their family.
And look at the last dinner that Martha had in the fall. Look at the picture, and probably half of the people weren't there. So.
What was
that? That fish fry.
Oh,
and
yeah,
all
yeah.
People there. Probably there was probably only half of the people that should or could have come were there. So. It would have been a block for it.
Oh, yeah. Imagine it would have been a lot. Poppy, do you have a story behind your name?
Not that I know of, but I know Mom sort of, there was a dentist or somebody that was named Lawrence, but other than, I don't know.
I've heard that on, I don't.
Yeah, we didn't, I don't know. Mom said something, but I don't know.
Right, I've heard that. And,
we didn't know, I mean, maybe Martha did, I didn't know she Mom was even going to have birds. They sent us up to Gilmore's that day that she had him. And then about 5 o'clock in the afternoon or six, Mrs. Gilmore told us, she said, go home and see your little brother. And I thought, man, I didn't know I ever wanted a little brother.
I know it wasn't nice, whatever he said.
It wasn't to you, it was me.
So was that from someone from Mom's family, Gilmore?
No, yeah. Audie, yeah.
Audie, yeah, okay. Did you get that? Darcy, that grandma used it. Mom's family was lived in here too.
Oh,
and so they were friends.
They were only a block away from my grandma Kinkey.
Right. Norma.
So yeah. My grandpas were both.
As far as I know, she is.
Grandpa
Kinkey,
Grandpa Gilmore.
No, I
didn't
know that.
Martha and Glenna played around a lot together.
She told me.
Mom's sister, Glenna and Martha.
Oh.
And I was
born.
And Pete used to. With me and Martha and Pete. And
you and her were playing together, and you
Glenn
would keep
Pete
going up to the house.
Bill play with him
because you wanted
too
to
young.
See the new baby.
And I'm the same way
and
Bill.
Johnson. So no, not like yet. She came to the door.
Too much trouble. So you two were born in Greenview.
All of us were.
Were you all of you?
Supposedly, we're all born in Greenview
on the same
table.
Table. And Trey has that table right now.
on the kitchen table. That's the story that I heard.
Yeah. We all ate on it last week.
Personally, I've had my babies at home, and I wouldn't choose the table.
But you think about it. I was thinking about that back in the day. That would be the better thing.
Well,
because
the table has history too, so.
Well, I mean, you couldn't. If you actually had them in a bed, I mean, you could really destroy the whole bed.
Right,
I mean,
especially if you had another bed, like we all did.
Yeah, because I had to put like a shower curtain.
Because a lot of people had feather beds then, so that wouldn't have been bad.
Did you see this?
But a table would be more like they had in the hospital. Yeah. A table. You know.
Mom said Dad bought that table by working for the Undertaker.
Oh yeah, he saw that picture of everybody. So,
wow.
From the fish it's time. Still in pretty good shape.
Uh-huh. I'm glad you guys still have it.
Was there anyone attending the birth, like a doctor or? Yeah. Midwife, there was.
That what?
I asked if there was someone attending the birth.
Dr. Bowman.
Was that like a Greenview doctor?
Yeah.
Grandma.
Yeah.
He
lived down on the highway.
Grandma Johnson was a person that
the two-story house across the street. On the corner, that's where
women bear their children.
Oh, okay.
This tunnel's still in there. Tunnel lives there. His mother and father-in-law lived there for a while.
I think it's Kenny Gustavson's dad that tells mom that they're brother and sister because the same woman.
That's a good picture.
Is that the picture that's on the calendar?
Is it the same one that's on the calendar? Is that from last year?
Oh, no. The one from
that's from last year.
Okay.
I'll show it to you, too.
I saw that on birth certificates that there was a doctor that was attending, and I just wondered if that was a Greenview doctor, yeah. If they...
No, it could have been...
I even got in the front row.
Yeah.
maybe even Bino Johnson's wife could have been up there helping.
Was she like a kind of a midwife type of thing?
She was something else. Used to chase her husband around town on Saturday when he'd be drunk. And
he was drunk or she was drunk?
He was drunk.
Oh.
He was from the Ole Johnson. Olaf?
Oh, Olaf?
Have you got any of that?
I think so.
See, one time, Grandma's house was down on the corner. Then you went up one, two, three houses, and that was another Johnson. And then you went two more houses, and that was another Johnson. Then the Swedish church was up on the corner.
You remember the Swedish church?
Yep.
I've heard it, but there's little information that I can find about it.
You used to go in there and go catch pigeons.
In the church?
In the church.
Did you eat them?
Who is it?
Did you eat the pigeons?
No, I didn't.
I heard they taste like dove. I don't know.
Not really.
Well, they are in the dove family.
Yeah.
No, that's... I just went blank on the name. They run the clothing store there in Greenville.
Rorimer.
Yeah. Gus.
Huh. What's that?
That's that one I showed you that had Gus on.
Oh, uh-huh.
Do you guys, have you heard any stories about your own birth? That's for any of you guys.
No.
No?
Yeah, she wanted to keep it a secret, I guess.
I don't like you, Mom.
How many brothers and sisters did you all have, and where are you on the birth order?
We only had one sister that died. She was after me and before her, Flora Murray.
How long did she live?
She
just a few hours, I think.
More or less born dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mom said Aunt Emma. Well, I don't know which Aunt Emma she meant.
Hmm?
Mom said Aunt Emma. Would that be that wouldn't be Uncle Ernie's. That'd be Uncle John's Emma, wouldn't it?
No, probably be Uncle Ernie's wife.
No, but she, she wouldn't have been his wife when that girl was born.
Who would have been?
Said that Aunt Emma saw her eyes move and that she lived about an hour or so after they,
because
they put her, they would put her like in a shoebox or something on the oven door. Like, you know, the stoves were wooden and it kept them warm.
Yeah.
When they were first born?
When
the babies were first born to keep them warm?
Yeah, she was buried in Sweetwater. She's in Sweetwater now.
I think I found her grave before, yeah.
Yeah, that's where all the Johnsons are. The clothes are all the hard art.
Yeah, it's kind of a creepy cemetery, I think.
Yeah.
It's kind of like out, yeah. It's like out in the middle of nowhere, kind of, you know.
Mom had her kids far apart. It's like 9 years difference here, and
that is different. Yeah.
Was that purposeful? Like, did she try to space them out, or you think that just is how it happened?
Just what happens?
Is there more pictures?
She's got like two.
Is that the only picture there?
No,
like Uncle Kenny.
Go that way. Okay, yeah, I'll look at those.
It's 9 years.
Look at that.
Yeah, he's very handsome. Her husband
here and seven.
He's really handsome.
For me, that is. I mean, we was born 40, 42, and 47.
So Uncle Jim was number two.
Yeah, Kenny was number one.
Kenny's number one. And then Flora was in between you and Kenny. Or it was after you.
Yeah.
After
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
In between us, yeah.
So you're number four, Aunt Martha. And number five, Uncle Vic. And number six, Poppy.
Flora was born in 33.
Yeah, I think Mom had, I think she said, eight children altogether, but the others were like miscarriages.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A few years ago, if you'd have talked to some people from Greenview, they would have said that I was the youngest one and he was older than I.
Whatever he said's a lie.
Can you tell me about the home you grew up in?
Which one?
The what?
Which home that you grew up in? And he said, which one?
Basically, be the one up on Herndon Street, Grandma's
until I was, you did grow up in Grandma's house. Hmm? You did mostly grow up in Grandma's house. And I was seven.
I also lived down in where Mrs. Butts lives.
Oh, yeah.
Lived there and lived in where Mrs. Peters lived down the street from
Grandma Johnson.
Huh? Right next door to.
Yeah, Mom. Yeah, I do sort of.
Ethel Johnson's house.
Because that's where the baby girl was born. Mom's.
In between there and Matthew's. Dad said Grandma was down there so much that you just will move back in with her, so.
That's what they did.
They did.
And the last three of us lived with the same Grandma's house until I was probably 8. And then we lived where Michelle lives right now, in that house. The
we're
rest
out in the country for
and a year. Uncle Burr owns it.
Martha, we were out in the country for a year. And lived with Art and Shirley.
Well, Cousin Shirley.
With Art and Shirley out.
Well, I thought we actually lived, though, at Grandpa Kincaid's there for just a tad.
We did. Room house.
Yeah.
A short period.
Because Mom always said that I could always hear Grandma coming down the wooden, because I'd raise my head.
Yeah, we did in the two rooms.
Had two rooms, and there was...
That was after Grandma Johnson died, right?
Yeah.
Before we bought the house.
See, Grandma Johnson died, and Uncle Arwood couldn't wait to get the...
Money.
Money. And then we had
the two rooms where Martin was.
And we had an old Chevrolet
brought home.
Uncle Ernie couldn't wait to get it so he could buy a different car after the war. So that's when we went without a car for.
Until Kenny got his.
Uncle Marvin lived up in Michigan.
I don't remember that.
He was married to a gal there in Greenview, and she was pregnant, and she had the baby, and it was, I think they said it was like a piece of stone. I mean, just. Was calcified.
He talked about Uncle Merlin.
And
had a halo.
After that, Uncle Harvard went to.
Had a halo.
So it was like.
Went to Pont or Detroit, Michigan, and went to work for Hutmobile.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then up there he went, met Aunt Rose.
Grandma was a midwife. Grandma Johnson.
Met Aunt Rose.
Oh, really?
Ended up marrying her. And. She was Catholic, and Uncle Arvid didn't tell her nothing about him being married before, and he was uppity up in the Catholic Church when we went up there for his 50th wedding anniversary.
Still, he still was like that, wasn't he? Uncle Arvid.
Yeah.
Uncle Arvid
and
was,
heck, it's not like that.
Was uppity.
Yeah, and but
I'd say
remember
so.
That they were sitting at a table, and somebody asked her and said, "Well, what are you doing? You know, how do you know them?" And she said, "That's my brother."
My brother.
They said, "How come you're not sitting at the head table?" And she said,
"Ask Aunt Rose."
But Mom was probably about 10 years younger than
Arvid.
Arvid. I don't really know.
I don't know either.
Because Bob was born in 08.
Yeah, I always thought it was funny when, this is a different story, I guess, but when Uncle Ernie left home because he thought that Grandpa and Grandma were too old to have children, and it, he was embarrassed because they had Mom.
Oh, I think.
And he was only around 12 or so when he left home.
Uncle Ernie's son.
And now we're like.
Oh yeah.
Carl was just like 9 or 10 years younger than Mom. Because I remember when we had our 90th birthday.
Be embarrassed.
He was there, and somebody said, are you going to have a 90th birthday? And he said, if I'm still here, maybe. So, but, and I think he was in his 80s then.
Mom graduated high school in 26.
08.
And.
Oh, no, she was born in 08. She graduated in 26.
And Carl, I think Carl was the class of 36.
Okay, so 10 years.
So you grew up in a variety of houses. I came across something in the paper that said that your dad got a job in like Detroit or something at one point in time.
They lived there for a while. I was there too, but I don't remember any of it. I was only about 2, I think, or 3.
Okay. Mom and Dad's wedding paper where they were married.
Oh.
But Dale's got that on his genealogy.
That lists their home address as Peoria, Illinois.
I was wondering about that because I went up to Menard County to try to get their marriage certificate and they didn't have it.
Yeah.
So it must have been.
Yeah, and well, Dale, I see that, and that's something Dale, because he writes Menard County something every once in a while. And they had the wedding announcement and they had a picture of Dad and a picture of Mom.
Oh. I'd like to see them.
Do you have room to tell about a big brother that delivered papers and put 2 of us in a buggy and went around town, and then he pushed us up the hill at this house by the railroad track and left us down here and he's up here and tells us that the train's going to run over us. And you can hear the train. He left us there until we could see the train.
That was Uncle Jim did that?
Then I chickened out and didn't leave.
It was at Mrs. Gooden's house, what was there then. He sat up there he knew that they only would come so far, I guess, but we didn't know that, the train was.
I wore out probably 2 or 3 sets of tires on the baby buggy pushing them around.
So did you live in Detroit for a time?
Yeah.
How long was that?
Did you go?
First time I went to work up there was
I think she's talking about
40. I worked up there in 51 before I went to the service. Came home and worked there for a while. And came home again and ended up going back up there the third time and getting put on.
Like when you were younger and we were supposed to stay there in Detroit, did you go to school?
No.
Because you talked about the bottles and how you collected.
That's when...
Mom said it was in the back of a grocery store where we lived.
Yeah.
Oh, you lived in the back of a grocery store?
Well, yeah. That's when Dad first went up there.
Grocery store that went out of business or whatever.
I think
that was Kenny was gonna go into high school.
I was at that.
And we lived in around Romulus, Michigan, and it was pretty well all colored. They're mostly colored, predominantly, and Kenny would have to ride the bus someplace and transfer and whatever. So they decided, well, just move back to... We left Greenview and went up there and took Jenny Case.
Is that what... I remember that, and, sort of.
And
all in one car.
Yeah, and that old 28 Chevy. I don't know where the hell we put them all. And that's when I don't remember whether it was the Hookers lived up in Pontiac, and we left Jenny up there, and or whether that was where one of her. Where her sister lived in Pontiac.
If you remember, I must have been almost born. Well, you are about 10 years older than I am, but...
What? What are you talking about? Somebody should have drowned. You should have left him down on the railroad track.
So they didn't want Uncle Kenny to go to school up there.
Yeah.
They wanted to come back down to Greenview.
Because Grandma... Well,
I didn't know how long it had been. I just... Mom would say that... Grandma
ended up coming back up there with us.
So. Couldn't leave Mom alone. She kept coming wherever they were, so he said, why don't we just move in with her and save money that way, you know?
Right. Do you guys remember where you slept at home? Did you ever have your own rooms? Did you share beds?
We share
lots of beds.
We share a room. Two double beds.
Mom and Dad, the baby, and I was over in the...
They had babies. When they had babies, you put them in between the two beds, and the baby cribs were in there for a while.
One of you slept in Grandma's room, and sometimes then someone gets to sleep with Grandma.
See, she was special because where George and Michelle live, when we moved there, that we had four kids at home, and three of us slept in one room. And somebody had a room all of his own.
Now, would that be paradise?
Yeah, that's the same situation we have. One girl gets her own room.
That's the house. No, that's not that.
That's what you get when you're the only girl.
They would jump from that cubby hole onto their bed.
We lived at that house in Greenview. wanted a basement underneath of it. So just dug a hole on the north end of it. And Joe Waldron had a little Fordson tractor with a power scoop, with a scoop on the back of it. And he'd drive underneath the house and pick up a load of dirt in that scoop and bring it up and dump it. That hill was behind the house there.
It was a three-room house, and they made it five. That, I said that house was three rooms to begin with.
Well, that was just probably a two-room.
Just two-room house.
Huh? Three-room house?
Just a two-room house.
Where they bought it, and they moved it back and built on the front of it.
And used telephone poles to put it, and to take it back.
As far as I know, that was moved in to Greenview from the house down from where Cooper's lived in the tenant house, and then Elliot's lived there, and then the next house down was where this house came from.
So they moved the whole house?
Mm-hmm.
They moved the house?
Yeah.
What else is interesting about the house in Greenview is, my understanding was that Dad wanted to buy the house, and the guy wouldn't sell it to him. He said he wouldn't sell it to him. And so her dad bought the house, then sold it to Dad.
Hannah's dad.
Oh, why didn't he want to sell it?
He didn't like him for some reason. He's
mad at my dad.
What do you do?
It didn't take much. If Dad didn't like you,
I didn't know growing up, but which they probably knew, I didn't know we had restaurants at one time or another either.
Yeah.
That what?
That we ran restaurants at one time or another either.
They had a restaurant and we had a tavern.
Had two of them.
And that was in Greenville?
Well, tavern they had.
But that was...
That one Burton, then they helped put the others together. That the guys in town wanted him to stay in business.
Where the restaurant,
where the mall was, wasn't it?
No, it was where the Review was, Gravy Review was.
Review?
Yeah.
Where Boyer, Tom Boyer lived. Right down there on the alley, on the corner. We had a restaurant there.
Do you remember what that was called?
Huh?
Do you remember what that was called?
Was the weather good? Greenview Cafe, I think it was.
I don't know, but I have a...
Sugar bowl that
they used to keep spoons in.
Oh, that's cool.
Plate lunches was like... 35 cents, 50 cents, something like that.
And what kind of food did they serve?
Just regular meals. I mean, and then these sandwiches and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then that restaurant, and then where the review was, where Webb Madison had his barber shop. Dad bought that, and we put a new floor in it, and ran a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
That was back in, I think I was about 5 or 6 years old.
In the 30s, yeah.
When we ran it. I used to be popular because you could go in and for 5 cents, you get a three dipper cone. And my friends would come along with me, and I'd say, well, why don't you just go ahead and give them one too. So.
They had the hookup.
Huh. Yeah, that's strange. I remember they used to have movies in the park on one night a week.
Yeah.
In Dreamy Lake. Showed films. It wasn't a theater.
Like outdoors?
Yeah, in the summertime. And I was probably
five, six years old.
All right, and a couple times, mother would give us a nickel so we could buy ice cream or something. And I know a couple times, your grandpa would run the tavern down the street, and I'd go down there and I'd say, I want a beer. And I lay that nickel on the bar, and a little mixed drink glass, he'd fill it about half full of beer, and I'd sit there and drink that beer, and then go back and watch the rest of the
Grandpa Gilmore did that? Let you know that? Oh,
gosh. That's funny.
Did you ever hear about your dad getting going to sleep in the Linda Theater?
Oh, me?
Locking him up?
Me. I did too.
Yeah.
You fell asleep? Was that on purpose?
No, or? Just, you go in there to watch the movie, because they had a theater there, and you know, if you were, you know, just fell asleep, and everybody laughed, and I was still asleep.
I didn't know if you were trying to get a second movie.
No, I went to sleep one night in there too, and I woke up, and of course it was dark in there, and I got up and I kept bumping into things, and I got a little panicky, but then I kind of realized where I was at, so I felt my way out to the aisle, and I tried to go out the front door, but it was all locked, so I went out the emergency exit, shut the door, and went home. I probably woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning.
You weren't there that long.
And my wife says, how come your mother wasn't worried? I said, back then, kids played in the street, and your mom went to bed, and she knew that there wasn't a hell of a lot of trouble they could get in.
Probably because, too, the parents are so tired from all they had to do that they just went to sleep. And
yeah, it's not like you could go to the bar and buy beer or anything.
Those are good.
Yeah, I still, and when I, before I got married, he lived in, you know, Kenny Rogers from Green Bay. He lived with Athens.
I don't think so.
But anyway, I went in the tavern that wasn't Dad's, and I was 20, and ordered a beer, and I had drank one there the week before, and that week when I ordered a beer, the owner's wife and this other gal said, told me to come here. And in the Observer, got the Green Bay Review, 20 years ago, I was born. So they wouldn't serve me. But Kenny Rogers was a year behind me in school, and he was 10 in bar.
So he could 10 bar?
He was a bad boy. I said, you were a bad boy. I remember when Art Burns used to leave his car for Mom so she could take us to, we could go to Springfield to go shopping. And you got in the car. And back then, if you did the starter like this, the car would move. He had a half, all the way down our block, halfway down the other before Mom could catch him.
It had a button on the dash that she could. And I got in here and I pushed that button in that car.
Yeah.
And I,
just when you tried to start it, it moved. And he was halfway down by Taylor's.
I was going to say, how old were you now?
That was,